This evening you'll see that I got the map up there early. And Isla mentioned on Sunday, she said, you need to point the pointer at the machine, not at the screen. Some of us are a little technology challenged, and especially when put under pressure, very technology challenged. This evening, if you have your Bibles, and if you turn with me to the book of Exodus, and you turn with me to chapter 13, and I'm beginning at verse 17, we're going to be looking at 17 to the end of the chapter, and we may get into chapter 14 this evening, I'm not sure. The nation of Israel had been told to leave by Pharaoh. We studied last week, and there was over, a lot of Bible scholars believe there could have been as many as 2 million people leaving, because the scriptures tell us that there was over 600,000 men. And that didn't include the women and the children. It also did not include the mixed multitude. There were some Egyptians and other people of other nationalities that had seen what God had done in the land of Egypt, and they left with the Israelites as well. And we put up the map, and this is a modern map of the Middle East today, but I didn't have one that showed at the time. But the land of Goshen was right in this area here. And right, this is the Suez Canal today, but where the Red Sea meets the Suez Canal, there are two large lakes there that would have been, that archaeologists say would have been there at the time of the nation of Israel, and where they would have crossed would have been right up in here, right at the north end of what on this map is the end, the tip of the Red Sea going up towards the Mediterranean Sea. And it would have been a deep body of water there. Some people have said that it was the Reed Sea they crossed. That would not be really true, because the Reed Sea would be over in here. And that was a shallow body of water that they wouldn't have gone that way. We're going to see that the direction they went, and we may not get to it tonight. If we don't get to it tonight, we'll get to it next week and talk about what the significance of that crossing was, and what their situation was. I want to start out this evening, though, by looking at verse 17 of chapter 13. And there it talks about the Lord going before them. The Lord had shown them tremendous miracles. There had been miracles throughout his deliverance of the nation of Israel. He had shown his power over the 10 major gods of Egypt, the last god being the god of Isis, and also Pharaoh himself, who declared to be a god. Neither one of them, Oasis, was supposedly the god of life, but they could not. He could not give life to the firstborn of Egypt, but neither man nor beast, as they all died. But the Jewish people who believed in the Lord and trusted in him, and those of the mixed multitude who trusted in him, and put blood on their lintel and doorposts, were passed over by the angel of death and judgment, and the nation of Egypt suffered tremendous loss as God judged them and came against them for their unbelief. As God delivered them by these ten, showing them his power over these ten gods of Egypt, and that he was the true and the living God, and he delivered them out of the hand of Pharaoh, just as he had told Abraham 430 years prior to that time. And so we see that God delivers on his word, and he delivers on his word in the way that he tells them he's going to deliver. But God isn't done with miracles, and he's going to do another miracle now, and that is a miracle to show them that he is with them, to show them he is with them. And if you turn to chapter 13, verse 17, and it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God had them led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near, for God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. Now, the land of the Philistines would be right in here. Here would be Gaza today, right down here in the, along the Mediterranean, in the very southwest portion of Israel. And the land of Philistines would have been along there. The Philistines were really the same as the Phoenicians. The Philistines were one of the main enemies of Israel throughout the history of Israel. And there was two main settlements of them. One was in where the southwestern portion of what is the land of Israel today. And the other would be up in southern Lebanon and along the northern Israeli border today. And that would have been where Tyre and Sidon were. That's right up in here. And that's where the second settlement of the Philistines would have been. And the Phoenicians were a very warlike people. And the Lord did not take them, as you can see. They could have gone from here in Goshen right back up in here and been there in about a week or two. But the Lord also knew that when they met across in here, Pharaoh, as there is today, they go to Egypt, right along the southern border of Israel, and into here, in the Sinai Peninsula, they have outposts with guards and soldiers. Today, why they're guarding the border? It would have been true with the Egyptians. Pharaoh would have had soldiers in what is the Sinai Peninsula today, and so they would have encountered Pharaoh's army going through that area, and they also would have come into direct contact with the Philistines, who would be one of their arch enemies throughout the history of Israel. And the Lord said, I'm not going to take them to a place where they're going to face war right away. Remember, these people were not a warlike people. They had been shepherds and cattlemen their whole lives, and then the last few hundred years they'd been enslaved to Pharaoh. They didn't know anything about fighting, and they didn't know anything about war. And God is going to be their protector. He's going to be the Lord of hosts, is going to go before them, and he will be their deliverer. And so God, instead of taking them there, he's going to take them across here, and then he's going to go down and around here. Now, even if they had not rebelled against the Lord at Mount Sinai, which we'll get into a little bit later, they still would have taken a little more than 2 weeks to get there, because God had to work in their hearts and lives, revealing himself to them. So this is what we discover in God's Word. There's a reason he didn't do it. It's so they wouldn't encounter the Egyptians. They wouldn't encounter the Philistines. And he says, but God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. The children of Israel went up, harnessed, out of the land of Egypt. So they came out of Goshen, and then they're going to end up having to cross
the Red Sea. The wilderness begins in here, and then this is the wilderness down in here, in the lower Sinai Peninsula, heading over to what is today Saudi Arabia. And that would be considered the wilderness. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. Now remember when we were studying in the book of Genesis, back in Genesis chapter 50, verse 25, when Joseph was dying, he had one request. The nation of Israel would take his bones with them when they left the land of Egypt. Joseph knew